In Delaware, participants in a job training program that's been accused of exploiting workers testified before a state Senate committee today. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed was there.
The nonprofit Interfaith Community Housing allegedly used ex-offenders for free labor on construction projects through its HomeWorks program. It received about $167,000 from the State Department of Labor for a pilot year and a $100,000 grant from the Criminal Justice Council. Program participant Eric Mundy says training consisted of watching YouTube videos. He says participants were sent to work sites without hard hats and left unsupervised for several hours.
It felt worthless. Like, you know, I felt used and abused, and I felt real bad. And I wasn't learning anything. It was like hanging out, basically. It was a joke. Anyone that wants to join that shit, they're not going to learn anything.
Senator Robert Marshall, the committee chair, says the state must provide and improve training opportunities and monitor spending.
There are ways to monitor and demand accountability, and the legislature has the constitutional mandate to guarantee that oversight of an executive branch department. So we did that today.
From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
The State Department of Labor is investigating, and interfaith representatives declined to testify until that probe is finished.